A bunch of girls do it and it should look fun. That's how they do where we from. You know it don't start till one. That's how they do where they from.
I'm so faded, no exaggeration. Back breaking like a percolation. Boys to the yard for some hip spanking. Way I'm making drop down and like an animation. Can't take it, them chicks be faking. Y'all still sleep, better stay awake. Hot new dance, better hood to make it. Make the don't move fast, make you think you're drinking. Head to the flow, don't collect that. Huh? Pop that, cock, get me low. This another hit, I got an ace in the hole. Boys on my back, Claire, did you pick that? You got a small stack, Claire, you can keep that. I'm a Big Mac, make you wanna eat that. Like, yak it to the yak. Junk in the trunk, make it pumps in the bump. Girls wanna have fun, make it sticking out the tongue.
The dance that you're doing is dumb. How they do where you from?
Hey.
Sticking out the tongue, girl, but you know you're too young. A bunch of girls do it and it should look fun. That's how they do where we from.
Microphone gripping it, getting these Benjamins, new car whipping it. I'm so far ahead of y'all, man. I'm on top of the stars. I don't care none of your all. Blah 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 blah. You best to go rewrite your balls.
Shut up.
How they do? Where you from?
Trifling.
How they do? Where you from? That's how they do. Where we from?
Hey.
That's how they do. Where they from?
Shut it. What?
How they do it, where you from?
Hey.
How they do it, where you from? That's how they do it, where we from. That's how they do it, where they from.
That's how they do it, where they from. All right. That was Missy Elliott's new song, WTF. Cool song. I like
yes.
it.
Yes. I thought it was called What the Fuck, but it means Where They From.
Where They From, yes.
So, that's what I thought it meant at first.
But. I love that she's back with a new song. That's awesome. She hasn't been around a long time.
I plan on getting the album, whether it sells millions or if it flops. I'm a huge, huge, huge Missy fan.
I've been a Missy fan since the 90s, so.
So have I.
She released a video, too. So if you haven't seen the video, go check it out. It's a really awesome, awesome video.
Oh, is it? I haven't seen the video. Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely. I love the video. Like, if you like the song, you'll love the video. She definitely stayed true to herself. It's definitely very Missy Elliott.
Well, yeah, she looks great too. She looks great.
She does. She looks really good in the video too.
She is one of those few artists who have stayed true to herself the entire time too. Not just, you know what I mean? Like all along, she's always been just Missy. I love that about her. She doesn't try to sell out to everybody, which is cool. I love her for that.
I love the fact that the day the music video came out, people was like, "Oh, she's throwing shade at Miley Cyrus." And I was like, maybe she is. I don't know. But, you know, if she is, so be it. If she's
I'm sorry. I'm not getting that connection. You want to?
Because, okay, so in the chorus, she says, the dance that you're doing is dumb, where they do where you're from. And then she said, sticking at your tongue, but girl, you know you're too young.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah. And people's like, oh, she's shading Miley Cyrus. I'm like, maybe she is. I don't know. But, you know, but I like the song.
Well, I like the song, too. Good for her. Welcome, everybody, to the Gay XYZ Show, by the way. I'm your host, Donovan, and there's the host here. You want to say your names, people?
Christian. What's up, you guys?
And the other host is?
Jason.
Yes, we are coming at you from Dallas, Texas, as we always do, because we're all Dallasites here.
Yeehaw! Wow.
And we are, it's 9 o'clock. So as usual, we're here every week. If you want to listen to the show, this is where we'll be. You can listen to the show at gayxyz.com. You can listen to the show in the archives on Spreaker.com. Also on, of course, iTunes. If you want to listen and subscribe on iTunes and your podcast or your, not your podcast, your iPod. Do they still make iPods? I think they do.
Did you just say iPod?
They do still make iPods.
iPhone, well, podcast app.
They do still make iPods, actually. I was at the Apple store not too long ago, and I was like, oh my God, they still make iPods.
Yeah, for all the 12-year-olds.
It's like, wow. Anyway, so, but today we're talking about, I saw a documentary a few days ago, I think, or last week, I don't remember, sometime in the past 7 days. And it was called Do I Sound Gay? And it was by this guy who is a gay guy, of course. And he sounds very gay, much more gay than anyone that I know personally. And I wanted to talk about it because it's an interesting question, I thought, because he actually felt that his voice was too gay. And as a result of that, he literally wanted to change it. And he went to a speech therapist to change his voice, to change both the timbre of his voice and the way he speaks, his cadence, as well as how high his voice was. His voice was kind of high. He wanted to make it lower. So he wanted essentially to sound like a heterosexual male. And so I wanted to talk about that for a little bit. And so I wanted to ask each of you if you think that you sound gay.
What's the name of that documentary?
Do I Sound Gay?
Oh, Do I Sound Gay? Oh, okay. Sorry, that's three glasses
he's
in.
The blonde one.
What?
I said you're the blonde one in spirit. Blonde.
Yeah, for sure. yes, I sound gay, and I'm fine with that.
And you're fine with that. Yeah.
Why do you guys, we'll get into that. Yes. Okay. Jason, do you think you sound gay?
I would say so. Maybe I don't. Yeah, I really. You know what? I really never had that thought to really be like, do I sound gay? Mm-hmm. But to answer the question, from what I've been told by others, no. But I feel like I do.
So you think you sound gay?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I think I sound gay too, of course. So I think the three of us sound gay. Great. Fine. Now, what does that mean to sound gay? That's the question. And so to me, I'll tell you what the documentary said, but to me, just quickly, we'll go around the table and discuss what we think. But I think to sound gay is there's a certain way that gay men speak, especially around other gay men. And some gay men are far more... it's far thicker. Like, you know, it's like having a Southern accent. There's some Southern accents. It's like, hi, y'all, how you doing? And there's some that's like, hi, y'all, how you doing? As Jason would say. So there's, you know, things like that. So
in my Paula Deen voice.
Yes, exactly. So what I'm saying is there's a range of gayness within a voice. And I think some of us sound more gay than others. And so what do you think it is about our voices that makes us sound gay? And I'll tell you what the documentary said.
I think
what does
it's
that mean?
The way
gay, I should say, sorry,
the way that we inflect our voice, outside of the tone, the little bit of like lisp that some gay guys have on their S's. I wouldn't necessarily, and obviously the tone at which level your voice is, so whether it's low or high. But that's something that you really can't so much control, which right. I always think it's weird when some gay guys, they have really high voices that are like really high. And I'm like, how? Like, I don't want, that sounds painful to me, like to talk that high. But, you know, that may just be how they talk. But for me, it's the way that you inflect your voice, the vocabulary that you use. And then that little, the way you just finish your sentence with that little bit of, you know.
Okay. And what about you, Jason? What do you think makes a person's voice sound gay? And then I'll tell you what the documentary said. Go ahead.
I think it's based on the speech itself, because I feel like sometimes gay guys or just gay people in general tend to, well, especially gay guys, they tend to enunciate a little bit more. They tend to sometimes stretch out words. Like you said, like Christian said, either with a lisp or they stretch out the S or they, you know, they're very, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
I mean, it all depends on person. Cause I've seen some very, very masculine men with very high voices.
Yes.
And I'm just like,
yes.
What the fuck?
Did your balls drop?
Well,
yeah, yeah. Well, or that, did you get kicked in the balls, rather? I don't know.
It's interesting because some of the things you said is exactly what the speech therapist was saying and why they were trying to distinguish why a gay man's voice sounds the way it does. And the reasons were these. One, a gay man, for example, will enunciate more clearly each his vowels more or whatever than a heterosexual man will, as you were saying, enunciate. Secondly, as Christian was just saying, he said, I think it's sometimes their voices when, and he goes like their voices up like that, lilting up.
Oh, as if they're, as
it goes
if,
up,
if they're asking
question.
A question.
Yes.
Kind of deal.
Yes. Asking a question instead of a declarative sentence. So it goes up instead of down. So there's a difference between how most heterosexual men will say, or most heterosexual men will be like, so I'm going to the store. And I'm going to the store. So you see the difference between like gay and anyway. So that's one of the things. And also they said, obviously the timbre of the voice and if it's deeper or if it's higher, or if it's, you know, whatever. However, of course, they also said that they showed a guy, a straight guy who you would swear to God was a woman the way he talks. And he's like, I can't even do it. Let me see if I can do it. Like, I can't even do it. I can't even go that high. But he sounds like a woman. And he's as heterosexual as they come and has married and kids and everything else and not gay at all. But everyone thinks he's gay.
And that's his like real voice?
It's his real voice. It's just me. And the reason – oh, this is the other reason that gay men often sound gay. It's because gay men often spend more time around women than they do men. And what they equate with being gay is effeminate qualities. And women also do this lilting – end of their sentences quite often where they go, where I'm going to the store, or, you know, going up instead of going down. And so that's often equated with gayness with when it's a man. So these are the reasons why. So being around women, so a lot of gay men are around women more often because we typically prefer the company of women growing up a lot of times because we're more comfortable because we're not being bullied or whatever sometimes. Depends on who you are, obviously. But and so because your voice dictates who you're around. And so this guy with a really high voice, he grew up around a lot of women, many sisters, whatever, but he's totally straight. But he sounds like a woman and sounds totally gay. So anyway, I just thought it was interesting. Do you think when your voice, do you think that your voice makes a difference if people know you're gay when you're speaking? And obviously, I don't think honestly, truthfully, except with the, I think the exception of Christian, I think that Jason and I don't sound especially gay, I think. Necessarily.
Especially gay.
Yeah, especially
I like gay. That. I'm going to start using that. You know, I don't think I sound especially
gay.
I love that. You just came up with a new phrase, and I love it.
But Christian sounds gay to me, gay, like the stereotypical gay. And the reason I think that is because he's in fashion. He's in fashion.
And in fashion, you guys.
Yes. And he's more around a lot more gay guys, around more women more often.
Oh my God, every
et cetera.
Day.
Exactly. Yeah. And so he picks up on that subconsciously. And I'm an interior designer and an architect, and I'm also a realtor and all these things as well. But I'm kind of all between all these different kind of worlds. And so I think that's why mine is a little more mixed up. And I think Jason's is a little more Jason's probably more in business or whatever, I think, more often, and what he used to do and everything. So I think that that's probably why he sounds a little less gay. So if I were
I've actually heard that before. People say I have a like a corporate voice. I don't even know what the fuck that means. But
yeah, just sort of like authoritative, I think, more authoritative or something.
Well, because like at my previous job, I used to do a lot of meetings, like conduct a lot of meetings and stuff
exactly
like that.
Right,
so
right.
I think that's where it comes from.
And that's the guy in this video, in this documentary. He was one of the things he wanted to do was to be able to have an authoritative voice and to speak in front of people more. And he was very kind of he didn't have a lot of confidence. And so at the beginning of the documentary, he sounds, you know, just sort of la, 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 whatever. And the end, he's very enunciated and very, you know what I mean? So I think that's a good thing. But do you think that's true, though? So I guess my question was this, do you think that your voice hinders you in any way by being associating your voice with being gay by other people or whatever?
I think it just depends on whatever situation or industry you work in. For me, being gay is kind of like a one up. You know, when you're in fashion as a gay person, you're kind of, I don't know, it's like gay privilege. You're just like naturally respected a little bit more.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you were to work in more of a corporate environment for something that was like, you know, medical marketing,
right,
you know,
right,
it may not
right,
be.
Right.
You know,
exactly. And so, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think it's a plus in your industry, especially, and in one of the ones I'm in. But I think that you think people judge you, though. If like, for example, I think it's obvious that if you go to like some really right-wing Republican conservative corporation, and you're interviewing for a job there or something, and they're like, you're like, hey girl, how are you? So nice to meet you. Oh, I've heard so much about this job. I want it so badly. I mean, if you go in there like that, someone's going to be uncomfortable because they don't like gay people.
Right. Well, obviously, I would be professional, but absolutely understand what you mean.
No, I know.
Just based on the type of, you know, job you're going for or opportunity that you have.
Right. I was exaggerating, obviously.
I know you were, but yes. I'm just saying. I'm professional fish mama.
Anyway, so Jason, you have anything else you want to say about it, about sounding gay? Does it make you, have you, when you were growing up, but both of you actually, have you heard yourselves on, obviously, because we do this show, you've heard yourself on a recording. But when's the first time, the first time you heard yourself on recording, the first time I heard myself on video, I was like, oh my God, I am such a fucking homo. Cause I was like, I did not know. I was like, out of my teen years, I first heard myself on a video. I was like, in my teen years, I did not sound the way I sounded to everyone else, but I was like, fuck, there's no doubt that I'm gay. But did you have that reaction yourselves, or did you have different reactions when you first heard yourselves?
I feel like when I first, when we go back and listen to the recordings and that type of thing, because sometimes I go back and listen to them. The very first time I heard myself, I was like, I thought I sounded like a combination of gay mixed with a little bit of nasally.
Nasally, yes.
But people just like, oh no, that's just all in your head. You don't sound anything like that. But our very first show was interesting too, so it was like we were like, you know, in preschool on our first show, so we didn't know what to do, what to say or anything. So I don't know, but I was just like, oh my God, I sound horrible. So
yeah. Well, I'd also, I mean, yeah, I don't, but did you have, so you had a negative reaction to your voice then, essentially? You had a negative reaction to your voice?
Yes, okay. Initially, yeah.
And is that because you sound gay or because you sounded more nasally, as you said?
Both.
Okay. But see, why is it, this is the question, the last question I'll ask about this. Why is it a bad thing to sound like what you are? Why is it a bad thing to sound gay? And the reason is, because, in my opinion, is because we live in a society where it's deemed bad to be gay or less than to be gay. And it's been like institutionalized in our brains or whatever to make us feel bad for being gay. So if you sound gay, why is that a wrong thing if you are gay? What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. I think from a society type standpoint, I feel like, you know, if you quote unquote sound gay, then, you know, you automatically have these things against you, which may or may not be true depending on the situation. But, you know, I just tell people just be yourself. Just be yourself. Don't try to impress anyone. If you have, you know, a voice that's high, you know, so be it. You know, if you don't, then so be it as well. I mean, just like the singer Michelle A, R&B singer. Mm-hmm. When she sings, she has a totally different voice. But when she talks, she sounds like a 4-year-old child. I mean, no lie.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just be yourself. But I think, you know, stuff like that, that's what makes someone unique and different. Because, I mean, not everyone can be the same. Like, someone has to be different. And I prefer hanging out with different people, different characters.
Don't you guys think, though? I mean, I've noticed that when I'm around other gay guys, I'm much gayer than when I'm not.
Oh, my God. The reason is because I work with somebody who just grinds me gears. And every time he's around this other certain gay person who's an authority figure between the both of us, he, like, starts talking really gay. And it's more like this dragged out, like, agree. Yeah, your points are very valid. I'm like, if I don't do fake very well. So that just, like, oh, my God. So, yes. And whenever he comes around, he just changes the way he talks. And it drives me up the wall. Then they just sit and they talk to each other and they're like, draw it out. Like, you know, it's like heart surgery to them. Like, you know, what's going to look best?
It's vocal fry or whatever. It's like, oh my God.
You're 40 fucking years old. Like, you're not a Kardashian. You don't need a vocal fry.
Anyway, that's hilarious. Well, yeah, so I guess my final thought is then I just think that if you are gay, it's perfectly fine to sound gay. Who the fuck cares if you sound gay? It's like saying you're a woman and you sound like a woman when you speak, you're a man or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, totally, it is what you are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's I think, yeah, sound, just talk normal, like however you naturally are inclined to talk, and you know, just be yourself.
Just don't
exactly. We gotta have some. Problem. We have to have some type of variety. We can't all.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's a problem amongst our people, but you know,
our people. Okay,
like our viewers, like us, like our the people that reach. You know what I mean? Obviously, right. For a younger person that's trying to identify and like find themselves, I think that's important because I definitely went through that phase where I'm like, you know, I wish that I wasn't so obviously gay, but now I don't give a shit. Like,
and that's the way it should
this
be.
Is what makes me this is what makes me unique. So,
and that's another person, and that's another thing. As you get older, you realize that you just don't give a fuck about certain things anymore. Like back when I was like 18, for example, or even 17, I would always be like, someone had some, you know, some type of issue with me or anything like that. I'm like, well, what did I do? Or why are they so mad at me? And you know, I just want them to be my friend, and you know, that type of thing. Now, shit, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Well, that comes with age, y'all. The older you get, the less you give a fuck.
Yeah, every day I outlive Donovan, I'm like happy about it.
So. Whatever.
That's all.
Okay, well, you know who did sound gay is that kid on the Barbie commercial.
Yes.
Let's play the commercial real quick, then we'll discuss it, okay?
Let's do it. Barbie's so fierce.
Mosquito Barbie. She's the most Mosquito Barbie.
Moschino Barbie doll, fabulosity totally included.
Okay, so obvious.
Wait a minute. What's
in
the name
10 years?
Wait, what? What's the question?
No, what's the name of the Barbie?
Moschino, the brand.
Yeah, Moschino.
Moschino.
Moschino. What the hell is that?
He doesn't know the brand. In 10 years, he's gonna be like, "Mom, you ruined my acting career."
I know. He's the one that said, for those of you listening, that said, "Oh my, what did he say? She's fierce."
Barbie is so fierce.
Yes,
so fierce.
And the kid's probably what, 5 or 6? I don't know.
16. Yeah, but he's a little baby lookalike of the Moschino creative director Jeremy Scott. So it's kind of like a nudge to him more than anything. So.
I don't think the kid's really gay, by the way. I think he's heterosexual.
No, it's a child.
No, that's not what I mean. I don't mean now. Oh. I think in the future he's straight. Because you know what's weird is I can look at a guy, even a kid, and look in their eyes, and I can tell if they're gay or if they're straight. I know it's weird, but it's the fucking truth. Not 100% of the time, but most of the time. And I look in that kid's eyes, he's heterosexual. He's straight. But he's playing a really good gay kid. Good for him. So do you think it's like, wrong?
More colorful.
Do you think it's wrong for them to do this? I think it's great that they're appealing to gay
guys.
No,
I think it's a great thing. Like I said, I think it's more of a nudge to the Moschino creative director than it is like, let's put a child in the video that's flamboyant. Like,
right.
I don't think it's as thought out as that. I just think it's more so of like, let's put a little boy in the video that looks like Jeremy Scott, who's surrounded by women. Women adore him. It's like, you know, the miniature – the mini me. It's just a cute little thing, you know?
What did you think about it, Jason? Do you think that's cool or what?
I really can't comment because I'm completely lost on this topic.
Well,
because I don't know anything about this Moschino.
You don't have to know about the brand to know. All it is like it's saying like Calvin Klein or whatever brand you want to pick. And it's just a branded Barbie for that particular fashion brand. And that's all it is. But the kid is, it's just the fact that the kid, they put a gay, quote unquote, gay kid in there playing with a Barbie doll. And he's like, she's fierce.
Oh, so this was a commercial that you played?
Yeah.
Okay, I was completely lost because you guys were talking about it. I mean, obviously, you guys are on the same page and I wasn't. So,
well, it is on the show notes. If you would actually go to the page and read it, you would see. You'd be
on
the same page.
I saw something about it, but I didn't watch the video. Sorry.
Well, you should go to the show page anyway.
But,
yeah. So what do you think about it?
I don't understand what the big deal is.
I don't either.
It's not a big deal. Those Barbies sold out, by the way, $127 Barbie sold out in like an hour. So
wait a minute, $127?
Yeah, they're Moschino Barbies.
Are you fucking kidding me? $127?
Mm.
And now they're going on eBay for like $800.
What the fuck?
So if you guys want to buy me one for Christmas.
Oh my God.
She's so fierce.
What happened to the days when Barbies were like $25?
They were. When like I was a kid.
This is like a special Barbie.
When I was a kid, they were $12. I had a Barbie or two when I was that young. Did y'all have Barbie dolls or not?
Yeah, I had a G.I. Joe, but I may or may not have.
I had all the G.I. Joes. But
I learned a lot about the male physical body through G.I.
No, mainly when I was growing up, I didn't have Barbie dolls. I mainly had G.I. Joes and Cabbage Patch dolls.
I had G.I. Joe, Cabbage Patch doll, Transformers, Star Wars, and there was one more. He-Man. I had all of those.
I had Cabbage Patch dolls. I had like the entire crew. Ooh. Like everybody. I had like the whole posse.
Well, they're all different. Cabbage Patch dolls are all different.
I had them all in different colors, and they wore different things. And I remember growing up, we used to have like this big, like rocking chair, and I would put like all of them stacked up at this rocking chair, and I would call them like my children, and all kinds of stuff. So I mainly had a lot of Cabbage Patch dolls.
For me, I never really went through a doll phase. I was like really into music. So it was like, Mom, can I get the new Britney Spears CD? It was like more of that kind of thing. And then I would like make up cheer routines to it. You know, totally like normal heterosexual young child thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I had them and I had no problem playing with them. But I had boy dolls and girl dolls and I liked it all. I mean, whatever. I was very equal opportunity about stuff and I didn't really give a fuck what people thought. So I was like, whatever. Because I mean, I had like uncles and stuff who would come over. Like my uncle, who was a colonel in the army, would come over and visit us from out of town sometimes. And I'd be playing with my Cabbage Patch doll. And I had like a bassinet for it, or no, what's it called? A carriage. And my neighbor and I would play with it, or my friend, and we would just play, and I would be like, la, 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 whatever. And he's like, should you really be playing with dolls? I'm like, why not? You know, and he just was looking at me funny, and it was, you know, and just made me feel bad about myself, or tried to, but I didn't really care. Mm-hmm. So it didn't matter to me. It didn't matter to me at all.
But yeah, when you're 7 years old and you're making your Barbie dolls, like, fuck. That's what me and my neighbor, we used to do. We were tainted children.
I don't know why they still should make them anatomically correct. Because they should. They should have a hole in the vagina for the girl and have a penis for the girl. And the reason is because, seriously, first of all, Ken's pants never fit properly because he didn't have anything there. And it's not a bad thing to have education as well as fun at the same time.
For a 4-year-old?
Not a 4-year-old. Oh, that's true. I guess they are kind of young. I mean, like an older one. They should have older Barbies and younger Barbie versions.
Okay. Puberty Barbie.
Yeah.
That's a better idea. Because there was a Barbie that was pregnant and you could take her belly off.
Ew.
I remember that. I remember that. Her.
Are y'all serious?
Yep.
Yeah.
And people had made such a huge fuss about it because they were like, she's a single parent Barbie.
Yeah, she's a single parent Barbie. Where you can like give her an abortion and she's not pregnant anymore.
That's hilarious. I didn't even think about it that way. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they would say she was a single mother.
Oh, Barbie's been through it.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay.
But now she's a fashion model.
She's everything. The bitch can do everything. The bitch is everything. Okay. A stewardess, a fashion model, an executive, an architect. I mean,
she has a great Instagram page. If you guys love Barbie, follow her on Instagram.
Does she really? Awesome.
Barbie has an Instagram page?
Yeah. I saw her at Fashion Week. She's really cool.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
You have to follow her. She has a really cute set. Mm.
Oh my. What job has Barbie not had?
She's had everything.
She's worked a lot of jobs.
Mm. She's been a fast food waitress. She's been an astronaut.
The only thing she hasn't been is a prostitute. But the
Christian. Or a podcast host.
Or a podcast host. Oh my God. Anyway, poor Barbie. Okay, so next I want to talk about the whole Patti LaBelle pie thing.
Patti.
But we have to hear it first.
Shout out to Patti LaBelle, honey.
Let's hear it. Favorite video of all time.
Greetings! So, I went to the store after I seen somebody post that Patti LaBelle pie. Remember, support black people, black businesses. Okay, so look. Oh, it's so pretty. Look at that. On my own. Why did it end this way? Come on, Patti. So let's taste the patty. I'm going to taste patty. Ooh, Patty's so moist. Come on, Patty. Patty! I want to taste Patty live and make a video for those that said what it tastes like. I ain't never tasted, so here we go.
I love this.
Patty. If anybody know Patty LaBelle, tag her in the video. Patty! Whoa!
I love this video.
You turn into Patty after eating this.
Okay. So fucking funny. The guy's hilarious. He needs his own show.
So funny. 3 minutes of pure hilarity.
Now, you know who he reminds me of? Have you ever, when you've seen that show with the guy Titus on there? On the camp. You've got to see this show. You've got to know who I'm talking about. Keep talking and I'll tell you about it. Keep talking. Keep going. Talk.
Well, and like what I especially love about him is that he's like unintentionally funny. Like I love people that don't try to be funny and they're just naturally funny.
Exactly.
I watched that video probably 5-6 times.
And I am kicking myself because the night that it like went viral, before it like had even hit a million, one of my friends had posted it and it was like 9 at night and I was like, damn, should I go get one of those pies? Because I know it's gonna be gone tomorrow. And I didn't get up and go get it. And 2 days later, I drug my ass into Walmart knowing it wasn't there and that bitch was not fucking there.
It's gone. It's gone.
I want one so bad now because of that. I want one now because of that video, no lie.
Well,
Hold on. 445 calories for one slice.
It's probably worth
care.
It.
It's Thanksgiving. I don't care.
It's worth it. Go ahead.
I just lost 20 pounds. If I take one sniff of that bitch.
Now listen.
It's an automatic explosion.
If you've not seen this show, I think I talked about it. I talked about my show before I started doing this show with you guys. But it's called Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. It's
on Netflix.
Yeah. Have y'all seen it before?
No. But I dated this boy that was
watch
like
it. It's hilarious. But there's a guy on there. His name is Titus Burgess. If you like this black guy in this show, you're going to love the black guy in this show because he looks like him. First of all, it looks almost identical to him. He acts just like him. Watch it. Watch it. If you're not watching it, watch it. It's on Netflix. It's hilarious. Watch it. Also on the show is, what's her name from Jane Krakowski? You know who she is? From 30 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's on there too. And also the old lady from that show from the 80s. What was her name? Oh my God, I can't remember her name. Anyway, but if you like this guy, you'll love the show. Watch it. So if you're listening to the show and you thought that was funny, watch the show. It's funny. Go on.
All I know is Patty LaBelle better send him a residual check for selling 2.4 million in pies in 2 days.
She should do something for the guy. I mean, seriously.
She called him. She said, hey. But still, you can throw me a residual, Patty.
Exactly. But no, they're also saying they're also saying that they were in talks of him maybe singing background when she goes on tour or something like that.
He's got a voice, doesn't he? Jesus.
Yeah. So I don't know. He was like really, really funny. It was just like he wasn't trying to be funny, but right. I don't know if we can get him on the show.
Oh, well, that'd be great. Why don't you work on that?
Try to reach out and see.
Why don't you work on that then?
I will. I will do that because I actually follow him on Facebook, so I'll reach out to him.
What is his name anyway? Do you know his name?
It's Joseph. It's
something Chanel. It's like this nickname. Something Chanel.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can look it up right quick.
Actually. Well, I think it's funny.
It's funny. Yeah, it's very funny. On my own.
I know. By the way, it's one of my favorite songs by her. I love that song, and she and Michael McDonald. I love that song. So Charlie Sheen. Let's talk about that real quick.
Oh Lord.
Now this is not a big surprise. I mean, to me.
I'm really not surprised. So Charlie Sheen has come out saying that he is HIV positive. I have not seen I have not seen the actual interview that he did on the Today Show. Or was it Good Morning America? I can't remember. But I'm just going off of what I've heard on through social media. So supposedly someone, don't quote me again. Do not quote me because I have not looked into this yet. But from what I have heard, someone was going to expose him, allegedly saying that he had that he was HIV positive.
The Inquirer.
But I guess he just wanted to beat him to the punch and just be like, yes, I'm HIV positive.
The National Inquirer was going to out him.
What was that?
The National Inquirer was going to out him today.
Yes, yes. So here's my thing with it. Now, when I first initially heard this, to be honest, I really wasn't surprised, but just because of the track record that he's had for the past 4 or 5 years.
Well, just both with reckless drug use, needles and things like that, as well as very unprotected sex with strangers. So, and porn stars, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So first thing, I felt somewhat sorry for him. Well, no, I take that back. Let me take that back again. When I first heard he was HIV positive, I felt sorry for him briefly. Then I was just like, you know what? I don't feel sorry for him, and I'm not sure someone's going to be like, you know, what would you, you know, that type of thing. But I didn't feel sorry for him with his track record, with all this drug use and unprotected sex and all these porn stars and, you know, all this other stuff. It's like, I really don't feel bad for you, and I'm really not surprised.
Well, do y'all think that being HIV positive has the same stigma it once did, or do you think it depends on who it is? Do you think it depends on how it's contracted? I mean, what do you think about people who have contracted HIV today versus, oh, of course, y'all are both, but you at least, anyway, whatever, go ahead. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think there's still a stigma on it, just because, I mean, just the both of you guys have just said, yeah, I'm not surprised. You know what I mean? There are, you know, many ways, obviously, that you can
contract it, yeah.
Contract it. And we, like you said, we do know his track history, but, you know.
His track history.
My mind is racing right now with the appropriate way to say it, but you know, I just, of course, there's still stigma, and will that ever stop? I don't know. You know,
would you?
It's like, remember that interview with Candace Cameron? She basically said, you know, this is the punishment you get for living that type of lifestyle.
Oh God, that irritated me so badly. I mean, she's talking to what's his face from Who's the Boss? Yeah. That was horrible. Well, that's, first of all, I don't believe in all that bullshit punishment. God doesn't hand down. Let's just, like, what's her face said, Julia Sugarbaker said on Designing Women. There was a woman who said that exact thing. She said, well, if these boys weren't out there doing what they're doing, they would be getting these diseases. And Julia Sugarbaker's like, she's like, who do you think you're talking to? She's like, If God were handing down punishments for sexual promiscuity, you'd be at the free clinic all the time, she said. So, you know, it's like there's no such thing as this punishment people equate to HIV. It's a ridiculous thing. It's just a disease people contract based on their own irresponsibility or whatever
behavior.
The word is. Behavior. That's what I'm looking for. And sometimes people get it without their own fault anyway. Sometimes it's through blood transfusions. Sometimes it's because someone lied to them, said they were negative and they were actually positive or whatever. Now, have either of you ever dated someone who was HIV positive?
No.
No.
I have. I'm negative and I have. But I dated a guy 6 months in 2001. I just remember a long time ago. But anyway, and he was HIV positive, and I had no problem with it. And people have a stigma about it. As long as you're safe and you take care of yourself, it's not an issue. But I...
Well, that's true, because there's a such thing as safe sex.
Yeah, you know? And we so, had safe I mean, sex. That's why I'm negative, right?
Yeah, so people, you know, people do it, you know, all the time.
But I'm just saying, I don't think there should be a stigma about it for people who do have it. However they contracted HIV, I don't think it's anyone's business necessarily how they contracted it. I don't think it's people should pass judgment on people who have it. I think that people who do have it, and it's just like any other disease these days, almost. I mean, like, manageable. So I think it's okay. I don't think it's a big deal. And so if the fact he has it, I mean, that's sad that he has it, because I wouldn't want to wish that on anyone. But as I said, and Jason said, I'm not surprised, because, you know, his behavior has been pretty abhorrent about that stuff. So whatever. Anyway, Jason, you said you had something you want to talk about. Was it Jason? A personal situation you'd like to discuss on the air?
Yes. So welcome to my world.
Yes.
No. So there is a guy that I have... I don't say that I'm talking to. We're not really dating. We're just
been cracking backs.
No, we haven't even done that. we're just trying to get to know one another. So the thing was,
wait, what does he look like? How old is he? Tell us about him. What does he do for a living? I want to know some details first before you move on.
Okay, his name is Carlos. I'm not going to give it a last name.
That means he's Hispanic, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. And his name is Carlos. And what does he do for a living?
He works in marketing.
And how old is he?
He is 29.
Okay, that's good. Continue.
Okay. So, and he lives downtown.
Okay.
I just told, oh my God, I just told this man where he lives.
Nobody, anyway. Listen, how many Carloses there are in Dallas? Come on.
So, we've been talking for a few months off and on. And I'm going to tell you why it's been off and on. So, he travels for work. He works in marketing for a fast food chain.
Mm-hmm.
And he travels out of town. He goes out of town frequently. And so we were talking back and forth, and backtrack to a few months ago. We were talking about going out on a date.
Yes.
And he said, I was like, well, you know, we can go. He asked me down on a date, and I said, yeah. He said, well, where do you want to go to eat? I said, it really didn't matter. And I said, well, you know, he was like, well, just think on it and let me know. So fast forward to the next day. He sends me a text and he says, I had to go out of town all of a sudden because my job needs me to go out to, I think he had to go out to like Arizona, like Phoenix or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, so we're going to have to put it off, but you know, I'm really, really sorry and yada, yada, yada. And me being the type of person I am, I really wasn't upset. I was just like, oh, okay. Cause I know in that type of, you know, industry or in that type of field, you have to get up and go when they say get up and go.
Yeah.
So I really wasn't fucked up about it. I was like, okay, that's fine. You know, do what you need to do and just let me know. Didn't hear from him for like 4 months.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So then.
So were you guys like friends on Facebook still or like Instagram or?
No, we met through a mutual friend.
Christian's world, that's what matters most.
Well, no, I'm trying to think of how you guys were
just generational. It's hilarious. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. No, just to let you know, it wasn't through social media. We met through a mutual friend.
Okay.
So 4 months later, I was driving home and I get a call from this number, and I totally forgot what his number was. So I pick up the phone and I was like, hey, he said, hey, what's up? And I was like, who in the hell is this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, it's Carlos. And I was like, Carlos who? And he was just like, oh, you know, we were supposed to go out on the date and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, that was like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
So he was like, I know, I've been so out of touch, you know, with reality and yada, 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 yada. So we talked for a while. We talked for a few hours that night, actually. And I was just letting him know I was actually pretty pissed off about it because I was like, you know, if you had to go out of town or that type of thing and, you know, you came back, I'm like, at least let me know what's going on. I'm like, I'm not the type of guy that's going to be like, try to figure out your every move or put a GPS on your shit. I'm not that type of guy.
Yeah.
But it's like, just at least let me know what's going on. So, all right. We're going to fast forward to last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, he was just like, well, you know, can I come over to your house so we can hang out? At first, I was a little reserved about it because I was like, well, I got to work and I got to do this and I got to do that. And it was, which I really did have to do, but also a part of me was that I just was like, okay, you like all this going on. You, 4 months I had to wait. I'm like, you got to wait on me now. I'm not stopping because of some guy.
So now, okay, yeah, go on.
So finally, we were supposed to meet this past Friday.
Yes.
Well, not meet. We met before. Let me take that back. We met before.
I know what you mean. Meet up. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I texted my address and everything. Never shows up.
Wait, you had a specific time to meet at your place or wherever, and he did not show up.
We were texting as the night progressed. We didn't have a specific time set up because I was still working.
Okay.
But I was like, when I'm leaving work, we were texting while I was at work. So I was like, you know, as it gets closer to time for me to leave, I'll text you and give you the address.
Okay.
You know, that type of thing. So he said, okay, cool. So 2 hours later, I get off from work, and I text him. I said, here's my address. Come on by. You know, it's probably going to take you time because you're coming from downtown. I live in Frisco. I got a shower, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, take your time. Never showed up. Sent him a text. Never replied.
Wow.
So I was like, and then he calls me the next day. He was like, oh, I'm sorry, I fell asleep.
What?
And I'm like,
what?
Baloney. So, exactly. So now I feel like the excuses, I'm just over the excuses.
Those are some
now.
Big red flags, my friend.
Yeah, so I'm over the excuses now. I'm just like.
So is that the end of the story before I can comment?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it was just like, he just kept standing me up. So after a while, I'm just like, you know, forget it.
Well, that's what you should have done. And as I always say, if someone's really into you, they're going to, you know what I mean? They're really into you, and they really want to know you, and they really want to get to know you or whatever, then they're going to make an effort. And he's not making any effort. He's just like, well, whatever happens, basically.
Exactly. So then yesterday, let me add on this. Yesterday, he calls me, and I was dumb enough to pick up the phone because I was actually sleeping. And he was just like, oh, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm so sorry. I'm trying to make things right. He was like, I know I stood you up twice, and I really did fall asleep, and the time has just been wrong, and yada, yada, yada. So then he was like, well, in 2 weeks or a week and a half, whatever, he's going up to Maine. And he invited me with him.
If you're going to go with him, you need to make sure you have the tickets in hand with your name on them first. You've got reservations at a place up there to stay, and you've got spending money or some shit, because that's ridiculous.
I'm not going to go.
I don't blame you.
We've met, you know, a few times, I hung out a few times, but I don't know him. Like, I don't want to say that being around him makes me uncomfortable, because that's not the case, but it's like, I don't know him enough. Like, I don't trust him enough. You know what I mean?
Why should you?
So I was like, because the last thing I want to do is take my ass up to Maine and I'm stranded up there.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm like, no, I'm just not going to go. Plus, I don't want to go to Maine. It's too fucking cold up there.
It is beautiful.
Now, if you would have said, like, you know, California, that would probably be a little different.
Oh, but, okay. So that's all about location then.
For me, it is.
Geography, okay.
Exactly. So, no, I'm not going to go. He's texted me a few times. And
did you tell him that you're not going, and did you tell him why, or did you just say, I'm not going to go?
I told him that I wasn't going to go, and I told him it was because I just didn't feel comfortable going.
You know, for me, I know when I was dating and stuff, I've always been this way. I was always a straight shooter, like, I don't like you, sorry, that way, bye, whatever. Or, I like you, let's hang out more, I want to get to know you, whatever. I was always very straightforward. And most guys are not like that. They're game players and shit like that. And I was always very straightforward. So whenever I gave people a reason for not doing something, I would tell them exactly why. Because to me, I was always like, well, maybe it'll help them in the future, in their future relationships, not be an asshole. And so I'm thinking, you need to tell this guy, look, you stood me up twice or whatever he did, and you know, you didn't call me for 4 months, and after we were supposed to go on a date, how am I supposed to trust somebody like that? You know, I would be all, that's me, because I'm verbose like that. But do you think?
No, I did tell. I told him all of that, and I was just like, you know, I was like.
So what was his response then?
He was just like, well, I'm just trying to make things right. And, you know, yeah,
whatever.
The generic shit.
Girl. Next.
But so that's just my thing. He asked me to go. I told him no. And I just told him that I didn't feel comfortable. And I think he took a little bit of offense to it.
Well,
I think in his mind, he was implying that I was trying to say that he was like a danger to me or something. And that's not really what it was. It was just more like,
he speak English?
Like, what? That
I'm serious.
Shade
Donovan.
I'm serious. I'm saying that
he speaks perfectly.
I'm saying, is that his? Okay, I'm saying that. I didn't mean that in a shady way.
You pulled a Donald Trump move.
That's not what I meant. I was saying that because
now you have all much people that's gonna leave.
Maybe if
leave post talking about
English is not his first language. I thought maybe he didn't. He's missing the nuances of what you were trying to say. He was taking it the wrong way. And so that's what I was getting at. Not that he's Hispanic and must not speak English. That's not what I meant.
No, it's too late.
Whatever.
You pulled a Donald Trump move. We're going to get hate mail now.
Whatever.
All I know is you have given that boy way too much damn attention.
Yes.
Already. Off the
I know. Clock. I know. And I normally have never done that before, but I was like, oh, well, you know, that type
you
of thing.
You want to do some Latino heat?
No. I mean, look, I've been with a Latino before. That ain't it. But it was just there was chemistry for a moment, so I was just like, oh, okay. But
kind of gets ruined though when you're
exactly. I'm just over it now. I'm like, I'm not interested anymore.
Well, there'll be somebody else next. Whatever.
So
whatever. You need to get on Periscope.
I actually downloaded the app, but
you haven't used it yet.
I have yet to use it.
You need to get on Periscope. You can meet people there. I meet people all the time around the world in there. And,
so he's gonna. You're encouraging him to get in like a long distance relationship with somebody in like Egypt. No, you need to get on Tinder
Or Grindr or whatever it's called.
No,
Grindr's too racist for me.
Wait, what are the ones now? Which ones are out there now?
It just depends on what you're looking for.
Because when I was dating, Grindr was not even available yet. Okay, so I don't even
know.
That's
a lot. I mean, you have Scruff, Plenty of Fish.
It just depends on what you're looking for.
Growlers, Plenty of Fish Jack, is more, Tinder, yeah. Grindr.
Plenty of Fish is what?
Plenty of Fish is more of like looking for a serious relationship, as is Tinder. But Tinder is like a little bit, I'd say, like 23 to 42. Okay, Grindr's
you
more
way
like
too much demographic information to, about this okay. Shit.
Grindr's more like 15 to 40, and that's obviously like a sex
15.
Like yes, there are.
Oh yeah, that when I did have my Grindr app, there were people in there that were like 14 years old.
Oh,
yeah,
you gotta see IDs on Grindr.
I was doing all that when I was that age, but to me now at a 40 years old, that just seems appalling. I'm sorry.
I mean,
you gotta check IDs on there.
Oh wow!
There was this guy like 2 years ago when I had Grindr, and he was just like, I was like, how old are you? He was like, I just turned 16. I was like, block. I'm like, I ain't about to have Chris Hansen walk through my door. Exactly. But no, it was just no Grindr. Plus, Grindr is people. Some people on Grindr send some very racist text messages.
What, like no blacks?
No, I got on there one time and I sent this guy. I was just like, it was a white guy. And I was like, hey, how's it going? That's literally all I sent.
Uh-huh.
And he was just like, I don't like tar babies.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
No lie. And then he blocked me. And I was like, what the fuck? Only thing I said was hello. Or I also got the one that said, I just said hello. Most time when I was on Grindr, I was getting a hookup. Even though I know technically Grindr's like a hookup thing, I was just on there for conversation because most time I don't want to meet those motherfuckers anyway. But I got on there one time and I said hello to somebody and he was just like no blacks and then blocked me. Or they'll get one and he says something like why would I want to get with a nigger like you.
Oh my God! Are you serious?
Yes, when you're a minority, they say some hateful shit on there. I'm telling you.
No! Don't talk to me like I don't know what it's like to be. I mean, I may not be black 100%, but I am half black, and I've had my own share of things like that, but not to that extent. Like that kind of hurtful, just like
they say some. Well, it's not hurtful because like to me it's I mean
just like crass, rude, horrible.
Yeah, they
can
say some pretty awful shit.
That's incredibly that's really about them. It's not about you.
Yes. My thing is that I wasn't even upset about it. I just kind of laughed it off because I was like, first of all, I don't know you bitches. So but my thing, I was like, really? I'm like, you say that just because I said a simple hello to you and it was just like, you know, the type of thing. And then I've heard someone say that they didn't want to get with me because black people have AIDS. I can go on and on and on about some shit that people have said on Grindr. They're like, I don't get with black people.
So this has been specific to Grindr mostly.
Yeah, no, all of this has been on Grindr.
Wow.
Someone has sent me a message on Grindr saying that they tend not to want to hook up or socialize with black people because black people tend to steal things.
Oh my God.
And even one person referred to me as colored.
Shit.
And I was like, English lesson. I was like, okay, here's an English lesson for you. No one says colored anymore. they say some pretty. Now I look back on it. I mean, it's very, very funny. I mean, because none of it was hurtful to me because I'm just like, this is shit I've already heard. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, really? I'm like, so you know, he was like, well, I got together with this one black guy years ago and he stole money from me.
So all black guys are going to steal from
you. So, you know, I just really not.
You know what you should say?
He didn't even say black guys. He just said he don't want to socialize with black people, whether you're a man or a woman.
You know what you should say?
Like, so I'm like, you go rule out an entire race based on what one
you
person
should say. No, you should say, well, there was this guy named Hitler. He was white and he killed millions of people. And so I don't associate with white people anymore. I mean, it's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, I mean, people say some crazy, crazy, crazy stuff.
Wow.
That was a really
Or good it'll be the complete opposite to where they'd be like, how big is your dick?
Well, yeah. That's it. But don't you know that's so true? I mean, we're almost out of time, but I got to tell you that that's true because, I mean, you know, I'm not saying you know because I know you know that, you know, a lot of people who are gay men who have a thing for black guys just look at black guys as a big dick, right?
As a fetish.
Exactly. Or they want to be dominated by them or whatever, as opposed to looking at them as a human being. Or they're just really racist, like you were saying. So it's really hard for you to find somebody in between.
Exactly. It's either far left or far right.
So ridiculous. Oh, I'm sorry. That sucks. Well, fuck Grindr then. Don't go on there anymore.
Just be thankful that you're married, Donovan.
I am thankful. Trust me. I've never, ever in my life, ever. When I was dating, I fucking hated it. Hated it. It was a fucking game playing motherfuckers and shit like that. Oh, well, fuck them.
It's about 10 times worse now.
I'm telling you, one thing I cannot stand is people who play fucking games and fake and shit like that. Like I said, I'm very straightforward. I'm like, I like you, I don't like you, fuck off, whatever. And they were always like, oh, I like you, and like didn't, you know, act, treat you like shit. And fuck you.
Or they'll be like, oh, I'm really into you, that you never hear from
That's
me.
That's what I mean, yes. I mean,
yeah,
shit like that.
Yeah, that happens now.
Or they'll sleep with you. Or they'll sleep with you, and then they want to sleep with you again, but they don't want to do anything. I mean, they don't want to go out with you or whatever. I mean, it's just, what fuck them. Fuck people. Men suck, man. This is what, see, I don't like, I'm so glad I'm married because I hated that shit. I hated it. Can't you tell? Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. You got a cute little husband there, Donovan. I may or may not have been creeping y'all's Facebook page.
He's a sweetie, too. He's a sweetie. Yeah. I love
him
very much.
Me a sweetie pie.
I haven't seen your husband. I'm about to get on your Facebook.
Have you not been on my, you're on my Facebook page, ho.
I know, but I'm just saying I haven't been on. I mean, I've been on there, but I haven't seen pictures of your husband.
Or... He's on everywhere, but okay, whatever. Anyway, so it's like time to go now. So I want to thank you for listening to the show tonight. Thank you so much. And I want to say hi to people who listened in the chat room tonight. Thank you for listening. And to those other people listening on Spreaker, wherever you're listening from, thank you so much. We'll be back next Tuesday at the same time, 9 p.m. Central, with me, Donovan, and...
Christian, and next weekend's Thanksgiving weekend, right?
Oh yeah!
So we'll have to put something really thankful together.
Something special. Yeah. Yes, very special. Okay, so we'll talk to you all later. Jason, you want to say where you can find more about you?
Yes, you can find me. Well, I don't do anything like that, but
Twitter.
You can find me on Twitter. It's Jason B like. It's Jason underscore B B E underscore like.
And Christian.
You can find me at ChristianAlexanderFashion.com. That's my website. Christian Craven on Instagram and Twitter.
And me, you can find it at OffLimitsShow.com. And I'll be back next week with everybody. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.